This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Al-Maqasid, I wanted to invite everyone to join us for our upcoming retreat, which will be held from December 13th to the 15th. This is a special retreat because this signifies our khatam. We began many years ago with book 21 of the Ihya al-Mudin, and the Ihya al-Mudin, of course, is 40 books. And now we've come all the way around to book 20. So this is our khatam, and this will signify our complete reading of the entire book from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And book 20 is also a special book, because it is his book essentially that is on the Shama'il, the blessed characteristics of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And we find the great imams who came before us, in particular Imam Al-Aidarus Al-Akbar, as he is known from the Hadrami tradition. Every time that he used to finish teaching the Ihya, and he taught it extensively many times, he would have a big celebration. And these meanings, i.e. celebrating for religious purposes, when you finish books, when you that do regular devotions of different sorts, this is one of the manifestations of putting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into practice. Say that in the bounty of Allah and His mercy, let them rejoice. So we hope that all of you will be able to join us on this special occasion. And inshallah ta'ala, as we finish this blessed book, we will get right back into in the retreat in February, starting with book 21 again. And this is what we hope to spend our lives doing, reading and rereading. So that we can learn more and then strive to put the knowledge that we learn into practice. And no book is more worthy for us to dedicate our lives to than the Ihya al-Mudin of Imam al-Ghazali. As one of them said, were the deceased to advise those who are still living, they would have only advised them with what is in the Ihya al-Mudin. This is the knowledge that we need to prepare ourselves to meet our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please join us. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.